Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter podcast. We're pre-recording because we're fucking organized up in this bitch. I have to tell you, first of all, not sponsors. Oh, goddamn, that's loud. Not sponsors. Your boy is doing the SSE Arena, which I keep forgetting about, but your boy is doing the SSE Arena on the 28th of October. We're doing the full hall. The tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster. Go get them, because the general consensus is people are going, aye, sure, you'll just add another night. I fucking won't. I'm doing one night, and that's it. One big night, so get your tickets so I can sleep at night, for God's sake. SS Arena, Ticketmaster, Armageddon, the show. I'm also on tour, guys. So you can get your tickets at colingeddes.com. I've put all the links up there. And where do you hear this? Another bomb. The tickets for, I'll put them in the description. The tickets, when you see this podcast, will be on sale for our Fringe run, eh, Niall?
Oh, shit.
Are you going over?
Absolutely.
Bring a woman, bring a dog and all. We've got a flat with five rooms in it. But yeah, we're doing the Fringe. We organised it last minute. We're doing from the 4th, 5th to the, what, 4th to the 15th. There we go. We sorted it out. And we're going to be at the Hive, which is run by Monkey Barrel, at 3 o'clock every day within that little time space, that little time scale. And yeah, it's General Banter Live. So it's me and Aaron McCann and a different guest for a different section. We've got Kieran Bartlett. We've got William Thompson. We've got Mickey Bartlett.
Shit.
That's, I mean, what more do you fucking need? They were like, let's do a best of NI. And I was like, say no more. I've got it sorted. So it's General Banter Live, Colin Geddes and friends, which will be stand-up, basically. And we'll figure out another wee cool format to do while we're there. But the tickets will be in the goddamn description. So get them. Let's start this podcast. We'll do that. What will we do? We'll do the ads later.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
You know what? We'll do the ads now, because they're gonna be up my arse, aren't they? They're gonna be like, oh, couldn't find it. And you're like, did you listen to more than 30 seconds of it?
Will you fuck up, dude?
This podcast, as usual, is brought to you by manscaped.com. Can't thank them enough. Razors keep arriving at the door, and I'm like, how many scrotums do you think I have? Okay. And I am 35 now, so I could basically, like a balloon animal, tie another scrotum off with my main scrotum. But yeah, manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBAT1 to get 20% off. I suggest you go for one of those care packages that comes in a leather travel bag, and they got boxers in it, they got ball toner, ball deodorant, everything for your balls, really. They've got the cologne now as well, if you want to smell like a rich old man on a yacht in Abu Dhabi. Don't even know if there's water in Abu Dhabi, but sure. Manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAT1, 20% off. And as I say before, these are premium products, so they're not giving them away. So that's quite a considerable chunk of money off it. Know what I mean? Know what I mean, guys? And our second sponsor today, as usual, is the Calm app. If you want to just ramp up that well-being, get yourself the Calm app. It's the best app going for guided meditations, breathing exercises, adult sort of... I need a different term for that. Adult nighttime stories. They're not filthy. They're just nice things to listen to. And they've got it all. But if you go to calm.com/banter, you get 40% off a year subscription. Are you absolutely joking me? I'm not. So yeah, check it out. Shout out to our sponsors, guys. Let's start the podcast again.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Speaking of Manscaped, oh my God, Jesus Christ. I talked about the Edinburgh Fringe there, and then I get a message going, that accommodation isn't available.
Uh-oh.
What is wrong with people? Tell a lie, we don't have a fucking flat with five bedrooms. We will be sleeping in the back of Niall's van. Basically, yep. Nuts to butts the whole time. Just like a bunch of just spooning each other. Just a five-way spoon. I'd sleep on the street before I sleep in a bed beside Armacan. And that's a fact. You slept in the same room as him briefly, how was that?
That was all right, yeah.
Was it like being in a pigsty, no? Just with like
once he's out.
Oh, he is.
It's gone.
Yeah. Does he snore a lot?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
I think he was all right.
Did I snore?
Don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I always ask Maureen, like, did I snore? And she's like, no. And I'm like, that is surprising that I don't snore. Mickey, on the other hand, you know, it's like fucking Jurassic Park, all the glasses of water. Like, the guy, and he's all, what is it about people who snore like a motherfucker, fall asleep immediately? The guy, fuck it, no matter where you are, on a plane. one of those ones. That hurt me. That hurt me doing it once. He does it all the time. He's just out immediately. I've been at festivals with him where he's been asleep in a tent, and you're like, bro, people are gonna set fire to this tent if you don't stop fucking snoring around here. Let me read that again. Jesus Christ, I'm just taking care of my admin live on the podcast. I have been able to confirm that. Fuck me, Jesus Christ. I know what that's going to be. We couldn't get the nice place with 5 beds, but I could confirm this. It's a dungeon beneath a brothel. And that actually looked quite nice for Edinburgh, because Edinburgh is one of those places where they're like, it's lovely, but it's also got a medieval vibe to it. You know, so you might be walking along and roll your ankle on a rat. You know, I remember being, the first time I ever went to Edinburgh, my mate went over to uni, and we went over, and just having no idea of how the fuck things worked, like, and just being lost in Edinburgh, especially in that, is it like Haymarket area, where it's like on 2 levels, so you're like walking along the top civilized bit, then you take a wee set of stone steps down, and then you're like fucking in the underworld, in the upside down underneath there, and everything is just a sweaty stone cave, basically. All these bar, every bar you go into, it's like, you know, they've turned the dungeon of a fucking castle into a nightclub. And someone was like, Russell Brand's on, and we just thought you could just walk in. Is he on? Cool. Let's walk down this small alleyway, see if Russell Brand's on. I was just absolutely hammered. Weird experience. Strange place to be, like, lost when you're about 18, hammered. But, you know, you get a kebab and you fucking, you carry on. It was all good. I'm excited for Edinburgh. You excited?
Yeah, I've never been.
Ever?
Ever.
It's going to be good. Especially sort of doing it on your own terms. You know, we were asked over there rather than, you know, getting one of these goddamn free shows where you have to... This is what happens at the Fringe. There's absolutely no quality control. So you could be like, oh, I've been in stand-up for 12 years. I've about 5 hours of comedy under my belt here. And then you're just not that good at, like, promoting yourself, maybe. But your stand-up's banging. And then you get some fucking... just we theatre nerds that are like, we've got a play and we're going to the Fringe. And they're like so fucking flamboyant when they're handing out the flyers. And they're like, please come to the play, it's magnificent. And then you go to it and it's fucking shit. But they're good on the street, you know what I mean? Also, I would never go to a play last minute. You couldn't entice me into a play. Come in, it's about a young Jewish boy escaping. Fuck off. Let me sit in this rat infested cave and eat a fucking pie like you're supposed to in Edinburgh. Jesus Christ. Aaron always has good Edinburgh stories. The stuff of legend. I think he told it on here. He went over there on the night of his A-level results. And was there about an hour and went to some like hot tub time machine. And then some like fucking 29-year-old was sucking him off behind a building.
Up the raw.
Welcome to the world of comedy. Jesus Christ, bro. Just a young Aaron McCann looking all sexy. Imagine sucking off a stranger. Isn't that wild?
I know, imagine.
That's like it just seems like the most depraved shit of all time. Getting banged in the arse seems less fucking invasive than just like, oh, I met a guy and then 3 minutes later there's gag in my mouth. Shout out to girls. Have you got the face jizz there? Where is it?
Oh, the spray?
The spray. No, I don't know. I'll get too carried away. There's too much equipment around. It's one of those products. It's basically a bottle of... The last one I had was actually Evian branded.
Oh, why?
Evian. Ballygowan should get into that. Do you want to spray your face with water? It's basically a tin of water. And if you feel like a little bit a bit dry or something after a flight or whatever, you can just blast it on your face. And I've walked past it in the airport a few times and been like, what sort of fucking sociopath gets a tin of water to spray on their face? And then Maureen got one when we were traveling somewhere, and I was like, this is absolutely an essential thing for my life. Just spraying a tin of water on my face, just Bukkake in the face. It's incredible. Did I tell you I had a bit of an intervention this week?
Oh, why?
Maureen basically just walked in the kitchen and was like, right, this ends now. And she sat me down. And then she went and got a comb and a pair of hairdressing scissors and just brushed all my eyebrows up like it was that guy, that guy out of fucking Gladiator, you know, like, hanging out. Hold on a second, what do you call that cunt? I'm gonna have to get a picture of this guy now. And the internet does. Oh wait, what's his name? Gladiator.
The Isle Boy.
The Isle Boy. I'm gonna have to get the cast. I mean, the dude's definitely dead. I would imagine who died during that film, and they just fucking stuck him in there. Oliver Reed.
Oh, I don't know.
There was something. It was like one of those things where someone actually died halfway through it, and they were just like, "We'll." Why can't I get a picture of this motherfucker? If I knew all my fucking stoic writers, I could pull the dude's name up. Fucking Specictitis. I've typed in Gladiator and there's Jet from Gladiators. Thanks for all the boners. Cast, I'm going to literally write eyebrows. Okay. this is going to be worth it. This is a lot. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. That was me in the kitchen the other day. Boy just came in and was like, "This ends now." And then fucking brushed them up in the air like, "This motherfucker." Let me get a good one. I love the way that happened to him, and he's just like, "I will roll with it. Let me lean into it." So, yeah, she brushed them all up in the air like that and then trimmed them. Welcome to being 35. That's it. That's life, man. Just hair where you don't want it to be. No hair where you'd love it to be. What about last night where we had a barber in the front row? And
oh yeah, he's pretty slick.
Oh, he's fucking slick, dude. Yeah,
he's like a rockabilly barber or something.
Yeah, he had fucking great hair.
Yeah,
it was fucking like it looked like you could just take it off and just fucking set
Lego.
It. There's like some dudes look good gray when you get that all over silver look.
Yeah,
and definitely. then a good haircut, and then you see some woman with the all gray hair, and you're like, bro, pack it in, get into that fold. Yeah, old bitch. But we were briefly discussing when people get that micro fucking dots or whatever the fuck it was. Someone offered me that for free one time. Imagine me going to get that. Like, imagine me just turning up with the fucking tattooed head, tattooed hairline. What's it called? Micro dosing. Nope. I've just searched for the letter M. Micro fucking blade bald fucking, what's it called? But we talked about it briefly because, yeah, what happens is I think it suits you better if you've got like black hair, because then they just tattoo the follicles where the hair would have fallen out.
Oh yeah.
But obviously over time you probably go gray and then you just have one patch of like fucking black. I mean, just black at the front and then just gray at the back. Not sexy at all. I think the sexiest thing is just go, "That's falling out a wee bit, fuck it." And you just shave it off with it. Bro, that looks fucking hectic, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit mad.
As if you're fooling anybody. Is there some girl staring at you across the bar like, "Jesus Christ, look how dense the hair is. If he were to grow that out, I bet he's like fucking Jason Momoa." And then you get closer and you're like, "Oh, it's Braille." That is brutal. Would you ever get a hair transplant if you needed it?
Yeah. I would.
You would?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I could handle the plane home.
Oh no, it's fucking, we talked about that last, I'm going to get a picture. It's just fucking, I actually want to write material about that, hold on. This is a great podcast for me, just remembering stuff. Bald Turkey. That's the name of the podcast, Bald Turkey. let me see. Turkey flight hair transplant. It is a fucking horror picture.
Jesus
Christ. What? Oh, bro. Oh, bro. Turkish Airlines.
Woodsy? Sounds like Woodsy wrote that.
I know. Turkish Airlines, more like Turkish Airlines. Am I right? Am I right, girls? Oh, no. It's just that there's so many of these procedures. I'm just like, not worth the pain or discomfort. Oh, bro.
A lot of like male actors get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like there's a couple of ways to go when you're like an actor, which is you keep the hair and you're able to do different things with it.
Yeah.
Or you go like full Bruce Willis or like Travolta, where you just get rid of everything.
Oh yeah.
And then you're starting with a blank canvas. Yeah. And they can just go in and put shit on your head as and when they need it, you know? But yeah, it's fucking, you do, I mean, Elon Musk, he's another dude, no hair, full head of hair.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal.
James Nesbitt.
Nesbitt as well. I grew my hair back with the use of Aikido. I summoned my chi and the hair grew back. Just Seagal in and out of accents, depending on where he is. Today I am in the Japan. I have visited Japan many times. All right, Steven. But my main point yesterday was what other wound could you have like 100 guys on a plane with? You know what I mean? Like they're all sitting on the plane just like, hi, can I get a packet of Pringles with just fucking pus seeping out the back of their head? And then also, how disgusting are plane seats? Like if I was sitting there with a big raw head on me and I was like, oh Jesus, I was a bit tired and like touched my head in the back of the seat, I'd be like, well, there you go, gangrene. Do you know what I mean? Like how many fucking planes are disgusting? Like some of this shit, like those long haul flights, it's just like people are fucking pigs. That passenger shaming, did you ever see that?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Like people are just fucking, they'll zoom in on a pair of feet and they're like, oh, some hippie just walks around with no shoes all day and they've got like rings on their feet and all. toe rings. Fucking disgusting, bro. Happened to me once on a flight. I just smelled this, like, I was just like, oh, what does that smell? And I looked around, there was this German dude who had taken off like a pair of hiking boots. Oh. I was like, I have been traveling all around Europe. And then I just kick off my shoes and relax. And it was fucking absolutely rank. It was so funny. You should have been arrested, you know? I nearly fucking called in a fake bomb scare. I've got a bomb. Do you? No, just get me off. Smell this German guy's feet. I've been spending all weekend just eating strong cheese and beer. My feet are disgusting. Dirty German bastards. But yeah, what other open wound could you have on a plane? I was joking last night, going like, if there was 100 people with a nosebleed on a plane, they probably wouldn't let it take off. Just you know, with all these like flights and stuff being delayed and all, imagine just standing with your head on fire in an airport, just like, hurry up, please. But I suppose people are just completely over the like shame of it now. If I was getting one, I would book about 2 months in Turkey and I would get it and I'd let it heal and I'd let it grow out a wee bit and I would get a bit of a tan and then I would just arrive back, full set of teeth and hair.
Yeah.
I am going to get my teeth fixed. What do you think, guys? We'll put it up for a poll. Nah, just from doing general sports and shit like that over the years. Just chipped them, fixed them, chipped them again, swallowed half of them. It's not good. It's not looking good, bruv. They're fine, like, but, you know, let's step it up. I'm going to go full Steve Harvey. Full set of teeth, you know, fake tan, just a moustache. What's up, baby? But, yeah, Nesbitt, we've talked about that before. Nesbitt got the full thing. I was enlightened last night I was talking to Kieran Bartlett, and he was talking about an infamous murder that happened in Northern Ireland, and I had no idea about it. Had you heard of that before?
Briefly heard about it.
I didn't hear anything about it. Ulster dentist killed wife and husband of ex-lover. Yeah, bro.
When did it happen?
2010, I believe.
Oh.
Or maybe before. Or wait. A Northern Ireland dentist pleaded guilty today to the murders of his wife and the policeman husband of his ex-lover, who were first thought to have died in a suicide pact in Northern Ireland almost 20 years ago. 51 from Castle Rock, County Londonderry. Beep out that London, please, will you? That's not a political statement. I just actually lived in Derry for 4 years. Nobody ever said Londonderry.
Yeah.
Didn't hear it once. He's denied the two charges since his arrest. Fuck, it wasn't me. charged his plea when he appeared in the dock at Belfast Crown Court. He admitted murdering his wife and mother of four, Leslie, 31, she had four kids, and Constable Trevor Buchanan, was he a cop, whose bodies were discovered in a car filled with carbon monoxide fumes in May 1991. Bro, crazy. But then we chatted about this for a minute, and then apparently our boy Nesbitt actually has a show about it. I wonder what the show's called.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch
immediately.
It too. This is the thing. I've definitely probably seen it, but all the Nesbitts just kind of blend together. In fact, I joked at one point, I was like, there's just going to bring out a show called Nesbitt and he's just a cop. And it's just an ongoing series of what's Nesbitt up to. Have you seen this? This is the new one. This is a new Nesbitt. This that new Nesbitt shit, bruv. Have I not got a plug in? You mother fat fuck. This is the new Nesbitt, which I've joked before. They should have just called it Nesbitt. It's tense, man.
I'm so sorry, Danny. My daughter. Christina's been murdered. There's no evidence to support that.
Nothing at all to indicate that it wasn't suicide.
You need to investigate this. Take me through it.
I love the way he's like, "There's your daughter's dead," and he's like, "You have to investigate this." Normally we don't, to be honest. We just let it slide.
From the top.
Make a drop.
The young woman is dead.
From the top, make a drop. Get that wet ass person.
Sergeant Danny Frater.
You're her dad. You've got the wrong idea about your daughter.
Or maybe you have. When was the last time you saw her?
Last night at my flat. She was in a bit of a state.
She liked to party, Danny.
Did something happen? How much do you know?
You really didn't know your daughter at all?
Why would anybody want to kill her?
Don't go sticking your nose in the things that are best left well alone.
I'm in. I'm sold.
It looks great.
It looks great. Someone's went in there and they're like, James, normally you play a sort of disgruntled police officer. Now, have you seen Taken? I have. And they just go like this. Let's do it. You've got a daughter who's a prostitute. You're a cop. She gets killed. You've got to go to strip clubs. Fuck yeah. And he's like, I'm in. He's like, I've got the hair. I've got the eyebrows. And then he's like, what? Of one more thing. What do you say to a beard? And like, James, we love it. We absolutely fucking love it.
I tried to help her.
Why don't you take her all night? Then I start talking if I were you.
Open the door.
Who are you protecting?
No, I'm not protecting anyone.
You could have saved her.
So could you.
I've got nothing to lose. So I'll keep digging. Until I find something.
Fuck yeah. I'm absolutely in.
One little thread.
I love it. I love it. No one's fucking the police. Like, someone's literally been killed and he's like, the fucking police won't help me. I need to get the computer out myself. Fuck's sake, of access to all these files now. It's great. He's like Jason Statham. He's got into that place now where they're like, I'm just watching it, you know? Apparently they used to do that with Will Ferrell. They could pitch a whole movie. They could greenlight a whole movie on just a line. They'd be like, Will Ferrell plays, NASCAR driver. And they're like, yes. Now, the James Nesbitt, they just walk in and be like, James Nesbitt plays a policeman whose daughter was, yes, yes. We're fucking all in. 8 episodes, take all the money. We'll do it in London so it's more threatening when he's like, where's my fucking daughter, you bastards, yes.
Will you fuck up too?
Do you know what would be the move for Nesbitt now? Roids. I want to see Nesbitt get absolutely jacked. That's what I want.
Fucking right.
Where's my fucking daughter? He's all just fucking gnarly and ripped. And you knock your fucking bollocks in. You wee dick.
I'll pull. Until the whole shebang unravels.
Bloodlands as well, man. I almost feel like watching Bloodlands trailer just to see if it's exactly the same as that one. Who fucking killed her? Jesus Christ. What a legend. Could we get him on here is the question. I'll get a hair transplant if James Nesbitt comes on the podcast. I'll definitely get it. Nesbitt drunk. Just to bring the tone down again. It's very, very Northern Irish to be like. Do you know what? I've just remembered. We tried to find this before, didn't we? Where he's at, like, the boxing or something. And they're like, what do you think? What do you think of the fight? And he's like, I'm all right. That's really all the demon. Jesus Christ, lad. Shane used to show me this, and he said it was like the best clip of all time. There's no video for it, but I forget the dude's name. He'd probably say it here, but he was on some radio show in Belfast, and he was hammered, and it's fucking glorious.
And tonight, weather-wise, 13 Celsius for old Diver Blaine, stuck in a box somewhere. Anyway, there we go.
By the way, if someone who didn't speak English was just doing a vague impression, you know the way some people be like, oh, I'm Japanese, like you can just sort of mock Japanese, yeah, or whatever else. Belfast radio presenter, just fucking, hey, there's no God of Greenwich. So there you go. Just, that's. Them long as stings, bro.
It's Oasis. Don't look back in anger.
Don't look back in anger. I know what the guy, you know, he's probably doing the late shift and he's like had a couple of drinks. He's like, I'll play what I want. I'll play the tearjerkers. Okay. Oasis.
9:12, Friday night. City Beat 96.7 FM. Robin Elliott here on the Late Show.
Robin Elliott, shout out.
Tonight through until 9:00. Is this the
I'm sitting here with my Sony Ericsson phone. I got three songs on it. Okay? Begin in the raps, play. I mean, the man's dropping bangers here.
Great tunes on the way between now and 1. On the way between now and 10 o'clock, great tunes from Huey Lewis, Lou Cantrell, also Philip Collins, Von
Did you have the music of Philip Collins? Have you heard the studio by Philip Collins? Blue Cantrell! Fun fact about Blue Cantrell, do you remember that song? She had one song, Blue Cantrell.
What song was that?
I don't know, but it was like produced by fucking Dr. Dre or something. Blue Cantrell, and oh my god, here we go again on the fucking. Anyway, my main point is, when I was a younger lad, word got around that she had done a spread, literally, in some like sort of, you know, black culture / nudie mag. So you could hear the song and also see her fucking innards, pretty much. Blue Cantrell.
Oh, yeah.
Did it make sense when you seen it in text?
Yeah.
What's the difference between me and you? Obviously, same beat from the Dre days. But anyway, Blue Cantrell and Philip Collins. When you know them as well as I do, you can call them for. And they're tonight.
Calderol, yes. I'm this, Celine Dion. For a miracle to come. That's Huey Lewis and the News.
Huey Lewis and the News.
The heart of rock and roll. Rock and roll radio here in Belfast. 9:10, just gone 9:25. Lots of great tunes on the way between now and 10 o'clock tonight. including Enrique Iglesias, Julio Iglesias, Robbie...
Julio Iglesias.
Palm, yes. Robert Plam, Tommy Kitting. Robert Palm, yes. Robert Plam, Tommy Kitting.
Atomic Kitting. Robert Plam. Well, Atomic Kitting. That noise isn't actually there, by the way. Someone's put that in, but he was taking that much dead air time. Worse than me in his podcast today, for fuck's sake.
Blue Control. Breathe here on City Beat. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
I built this city on rock and roll. I'm getting sacked immediately.
9:30, 60 clit.
Freudian slip there. 9:30, 6 clit. It's 6 o'clock. I mean cock. I'm sorry. I'm cock. Clock. Clit. Fuck. Full of cones.
That's incredible.
30, 60 clit. 9:30, 60 clit.
9:30, 6 clit.
Here we are, City
Beat. I tell you what, it's 6 o'clock, half a dozen of y'all. You know what I mean?
96.7 FM, City Beat 96.7 FM. Here we are, 10 o'clock, 1 till 8 tonight, upstairs.
10 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
What a fucking header. But by the way, like, you can have drinks and be hammered and still be sort of, you know, decipherable. But you have to be absolutely fucking... murdered to like fucking, you know what I mean, for your voice to be like 6 o'clock, my good friends Phil Collins, someone just turned up and down the pitch in your voice.
I need the home of rock and roll, City Beat.
And his boss is going, it's definitely not the home of fucking rock and roll, it's the home of country music or something.
Blue Control, my good friend Phil Collins.
Anyway, let's talk about abortion. The
25, it's just going on 12 o'clock.
Are we on the news section? Probably. I also have this. We'll lighten it up before we talk about this. That's that was Christina Aguilera's Pride uniform there. It's fun, isn't it?
Some pace.
Some fucking pace on her. Love a bit of that. It's empowering, isn't it?
Is that Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
Is it?
Or it might have been Lady Gaga. I don't know. Who's it? I don't think it's Christina Aguilera.
It looks like Lady Gaga.
It does. I could be fucking very wrong. Someone sent me that. It's either Aguilera or... Seamus sent me that. Blippi himself sent me that photo. So you basically got Christina Aguilera or Gaga. Couldn't decide. And she's got a big old glittery strap on there. Which I dare say wouldn't feel good going indie.
No.
You know, a sequins dildo? Disaster. It looks like a pineapple up your asshole. Do you remember back in the day, you know, people were either like, who do you fancy more, Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera? I was always a Christina Aguilera type of guy because she was a fucking filthy animal. Have you watched House of Gucci?
No.
I watched it. It's... fun, you know, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. Story. The editing is like I fucking edited the thing.
Oh, really?
It looks like I went, you know, they went, how do we logically get from they just met to they have a baby? And I were like, just fucking jump straight to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they shake hands in the street, next minute they have a fucking baby, next minute they're getting married. Like, fucking, people don't have time, cut through it. The editing is fucking... It seems like they just try and get a lot of information out of the way before they get into like the crazy story.
Yeah.
So they're just like, oh, they're fucking, you know, but, and then there's just a lot of, there's a lot of weird filters on it. This is real nerd talk because you might notice too, but
yeah,
there's just a lot of weird filters where you're like, I bet you that was like a lovely day in Italy somewhere.
Oh, right,
and they've like, had to make it look like it's, you know, autumn or something.
That's a red lace scarf, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
He's went a bit mad.
Yeah, I think so. The editing's fucking nuts, but it's a pretty wild story, but it's cool. It's pretty cool. It's worth watching for sure. But there's one bit where Lady Gaga gets Rogered over a table. And it's an insight, let me tell you. It's an insight into what a just filthy wee fuck pig she must be in real life.
Damn.
Class. Because it's not like hyped up for a movie where she's like, she's literally like, she's like fucking, just getting it over a table in an office. Fuck yeah, bro.
Will you fuck up too?
Loving it. Rah, rah. What do you call the big dude? The big fucking weird looking dude that's in that?
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver.
He's great.
Driving the pipe into her.
Oh, aye.
No sweat. Are you a fan of him?
Yeah, I think he's great.
Yeah, he's one of those, you know, he'll be Adam Driver in everything. Actors, yeah. You know, just you want the sort of stern. It's good casting because they're all supposed to be Italians and then he's like half German.
Oh, nice.
And you go, oh, he absolutely looks half German. You know, because he's like tall and looks, you know, has a face like a fucking just shark. You know what I mean?
Big Pacino too.
Big Pacino's in it and he absolutely Pacino's everything.
Nice.
You know, that you know there's just stuff in it where you're like, that's not even in that, bro. He's like, I'm fucking doing it anyway. Just a load of wee quirky bits, like. But the Jared Leto one is the freakiest. Have you seen that?
No.
Where do you see this for the video watchers? Once again, Colin Googles Jared Leto House of Gucci. It took me fucking 2 hours into the film before I was like, who is that? Crazy transformation. Look at him. And again, just absolutely taking liberties with the character. He's like, do whatever you want. So he's this weird, like, I think we should have done this, okay? He's like real, almost like creepy character in the middle of it all. But look at that. What a transformation. And then at the end of the movie, when they bring up the little credits and they're like, where they are now, oh, your woman was sentenced to fucking 20 years in jail, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy who was like, you know, at one point about to take over the empire, they were like, oh yeah, he just died in poverty in London.
Oh.
Ah, so shit. But I don't think he was very talented as a designer, which they allude to in the movie, which is very entertaining. Which is all fuck off, leave me alone. How's your Gucci? Anyway, we should move on to some goddamn questions. What have we talked for there? 40 minutes talking shit around here?
Yep.
Guys, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to hear some more stuff, get over to the Patreon, man. We've been cranking it out and there should already be a live podcast uploaded by the time you listen to this.
Boom.
Boom. Niall hasn't moved from the seat. Yeah.
Maybe in black and white.
Maybe in black and white because we're already up in this bitch. You know what I mean? We watch fucking House of Gucci and I'm like, oh, man, what if I go to the black and white? Film in the wire. Huh? Or they wouldn't say noir, would they?
Negra.
But yeah, why not? So that should be up there, guys. There's all sorts of treats over there. It's treat city. But do we talk about abortion briefly? I don't know. They fucking turned that thing over in America and everyone's freaking out. As they fucking should. But is it, do they do it in a way where like, I mean, it wouldn't be like me to do no research, but as far as I know, it's like the choice, not the choice, maybe the vote or whatever is left up to each individual state. Is that what it is? Instead of just having a blanket sort of like, it's either legal or it's not, they're leaving it up to different states?
I think there is one state that still does it. I'm not actually too sure. I think it's the whole country. But there was like in California or something, I read like, they were like, fuck it, we're doing it anyway. Still legal or something.
Yeah. It's absolutely mental, like.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize, like, obviously, hey, welcome back to Men Discuss Stuff. But like, you know, people who are like, this is bad and we shouldn't have abortions are thinking of the sort of like, you know, someone frivolously getting up the duff and relying on it as, sure, fucking go ahead. I'll just get an abortion anyway. Which they probably look at as like, oh, that's immoral, you filthy hussy. And then fellas have obviously don't have any responsibility at all. Shout out. But the act of an abortion, that process or that treatment is used across the board for loads of things. Like ectopic pregnancy and a whole host of things. The treatment is a termination.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I said to Maureen, is that banned? And she's like, yeah, sure, that's what was happening here. People were fucking, you know, couldn't get one for actual medical reasons and had to go to fucking London or like, yeah, England or whatever to get stuff done because they couldn't do it here because it was like fully illegal. And then there was that show on, there was like a drama where someone gave their daughter like pills illegally and she like went to fucking jail and shit.
Jesus.
What a fucking dump America is like.
I know.
What a fucking dump. But here, good news is you give birth to the baby, you give it about 4 years and it'll get fucking murdered in primary school with an AR-15. You know what I mean? Shout out to America. But like, because all you keep seeing everywhere is like, what's the support? There's no support system like for children that are born into like bad circumstances in America. She's like, this is illegal. You must go ahead and give birth to a baby. Cool. Can we get any help after that? No, I'm afraid not. You break an arm, it's going to cost you fucking, like how much is it to have a baby in America? It's about fucking 15 grand.
Oh yeah. What was someone saying recently? It's like $200 for the nurse to hand you. Oh, Connor Keyes.
Yeah, $200. $200 for the skin to skin.
Bargain.
Bargain. You get the same in Amsterdam. But, yeah, I mean, fucking America is just Black Mirror-like, isn't it? All of the fucking absolutely ludicrous shit you can think of.
It just seems to go in waves. It'll probably change again.
Yeah, shortly. Yeah.
I think Biden's, like, pro-choice. Which is weird.
He probably is.
Surely he should have a fucking say in it.
I know. What everywhere needs is, like, a good dictator.
Yeah.
You know? Which I know never happens. But need someone just to be like, this is the way it is. Have a bit of fucking sense around here. Do as I fucking say, you bastard. But sure, I don't even know if he's doing anything. The cunt's falling off bikes left, right, and center. Do you see him?
No.
Do you see the clip of him falling off the bike?
No.
Oh my God. What a treat. Biden bike. It's such fucking, it's like, I used to talk about like you've been framed where you see someone like going a rope swing and you're like, when was the last time you held your body weight with your arms? It's going to go badly. And this motherfucker's like, yeah, I'll do a charity bike ride. No problem.
Oh no.
rolling. Don't keep your hands in bars, Joe. You fucking lunatic. Oh, that's not the good angle. That's not the good angle. He did the old...
It makes it so much more dramatic.
Yeah, when you run over and you're like, is he dead? Here we are. What a day. Yeah!
X Games.
I was on X Games mode, I'm sorry, I put the Crocs in the sport mode and I fell off my bicycle. I'd get off the bike and be like, what son of a bitch put on those tiny clips that I got a clip in my goddamn feet to? I'm 112, you cunt. Just doing the full Peter Griffin. I'm all good. The bone's coming out. Compound fracture. It's all good, but like, as I used to, my dad used to say, when I was a 7-year-old, when I would break bone here, said, you know, don't let these blacks in the country. You know, a lesson I learned from my daddy was,
when you fall, it's not how you fall off the bike. It's how when you come back, the immigrants are everywhere. Okay.
Yeah. Keep up the good work. I keep on taking these things off. I got my foot caught in it.
Come on, got the foot caught in it.
Made up your mind on China Towers, hey. Mr. President.
And I'm ready to go.
Oh, he's back on. He's
back on.
All right, guys.
Life lesson.
Yeah. Just fucking open wounds. Okay, I'm all set. I'm going to go again. Can we get some medical attention to push my patella back in? I need to push my patella back in place. Thank you. It's like a bit of Mr. Deeds. He's like, are you a doctor? Can you look at this? And he just pulls his knee out of there. Oh, my God. Do some presidenting, mate. You know, you old bastard. Unbelievable. Anyway, we'll hit the questions. Yeah. We sorted it. Didn't we? We just sorted abortion there. We skimmed over it.
That's it.
I mean, it's... fuck me. I don't know. Hopefully, I got that right, and there are certain states that are still allowing it, and then you can just...
Travel.
But again, it all costs so much money.
I know.
Like that documentary, the guy with the fucking cock on his arm. You know, they were like, you've got a hospital, you've got a fucking appointment here, and he's like, I can't afford to go to the appointment. If you're getting me in, get me in once, get the cock off, get it back on. Speaking of cocks, you want to see a video?
Yes.
This is one to be blurred, but I just want your reaction, really. Please play.
Is this gory?
Yeah. Yep, you will vomit. Okay, it's taking ages.
Is he just falling on the fence, though?
Nah, I can't play it. I don't know why the internet's not working, but the guy is on holiday.
Yeah.
And he's scooting along on a moped, and he goes off the road, and sort of the bike throws him off a wee bit, and his body turns about 180, and then he hits the top of like a sort of sharp railing, and yeah. He gets off, and he's like, my body, and then he sort of realizes, he's like, and he starts screaming, because his cock is lying on the floor. But they cut to just a picture of his bollocks, and then a big wound, and then a little fucking petri dish with a cock in it.
Oh dear.
So it's probably a good thing it doesn't work, to be honest with you.
I don't want to see that
at all. But like, it's amazing. Here's what you do. I'll play it anyway. If it plays. But like, literally, oh my God, what, the shock. Because you must have been like, oh man, I took out in the ribs, that was killing me. Oh my God, where's my cock? Although strangely, his bollocks were fine. His bollocks were absolutely grand. It's just, is it going to play? Please, let me see. Oh, gee whiz. It'd be funny if Biden lost his cock when he...
Oh, he lost that years ago.
Yeah. When I was saying a catfish ate off my cock. It's not playing anyway. For this fucking internet, man. Fibrous, give us a shout. Fibrous, get round to the house. I'll pay you whatever you want. Let's hit some of these questions. What shows have you been watching of late, and who will you be doing support for you at the SSA Arena? Shows are few and far between. Your boy goes out, he does gigs, and he comes back in the middle of the night like a burglar and doesn't get watching fucking anything. Although I might get into The Boys, because Mickey hasn't shut up about it. Apparently it's very good and gory.
Amazon?
Yeah, I think so. Prime. You watching any shows at the minute?
I just watched the new
Obi-Wan, sir. Yeah, I heard a bit of fucking hype about that. I just... Have you seen all the Star Wars and all that shit?
I've watched everything. Watched it all.
I have not. I like I used to not like sci-fi at all.
Yeah.
And then the older I get, I do enjoy a sort of dystopian, you know, emptiness of space type vibe.
Have you seen Alien?
Not in a long time.
It's great.
Does Lady Gaga get rid of that?
I really like the first Alien.
Yeah?
For like sci-fi horror.
Class.
It's just so shit and cool.
Yeah. Shit and cool.
Yeah.
Niall writes for The Guardian also.
Fringe reviewer.
Shit and cool. That would be great if someone just called my show shit and cool. Anything and cool, you know, it would be good. Who's doing support the SSC Arena? I don't know, bro. Probably Woodsy or something like that. Everyone else get too big for their boots, you know what I mean? I'll ask Aaron, he'd be like, what's the fee for that? Like, fuck off, big-headed bastard. Would you ever consider doing a no-phone gig like Kevin Hart gigs? Nah. Maybe at a certain point. I'm not Kevin Hart, put it that way. If I wouldn't mind if someone was at the show and wanted to take a photo, blast away.
Yeah. All it takes is one person to record a set and upload it, and then there'll be no phones ever.
At my gigs?
Like any gigs.
Yeah.
Like any comedian. Because thankfully, like, the Belfast crowd don't really, like, sit and record shows. They just take photos. But, like, I can imagine in America, they're...
But it's fucking so stupid. Like, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
Stop fucking... Just watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there was a guy filming last night, and I think he was filming Kieran's set, and Kieran's brother went up to him and was like, could you just not film that? And the guy was like, oh, I'm not on social media and all, that's just for me, you know? You're like, do you know what else is for you? This live experience that you fucking paid into, you fucking dildo. Cheers for coming out. But
yeah, it'll just take someone doing that.
But it's...
And then it will be no phones.
It's just pointless. Like, it's just like, why the fuck... What for? Like,
I know.
Are you sitting in work the next day? Like, ha, is that what that was like? Fucking nightmare. But it is an extra bit of admin that just takes up quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, getting the shit in a bag and all that stuff. Jack McCallum, how much was on the check?
You find out.
Find out on Patreon, the Patreon vlog. I don't mind saying it was £1 million, but like to him, like it doesn't matter.
I know.
What's £1 million to him?
No.
It was yen, but it was a million. No, it doesn't really. I mean, it was a life lesson of like, you know.
Stick in there.
You know, it was almost like. I mean, if, you know, if it was some sort of stoic writer, it would come out brilliantly, but it's like. If you were setting goals and like, oh, I want this or I have expectations, what you do, guys, the lesson learned here was you keep your fucking head down and you keep working hard and you keep showing up. And then by the time you get the rewards, it's like not even that big a deal because you're going, we're doing it anyway, you know? Exactly. But it was £1 million, but you know, don't mind saying that. It was £1 million. It was $1 million. So the invoice will be for whatever the conversion is. But I'd say it's up in the sevens.
20p.
And I folded it back up. I was like, you take it back, man. Do you have any Ethereum? Is what I want.
Any Luna?
Any Luna. I don't know what that is. But yeah, have you any Lunas, lad? But yeah, no, in all seriousness, $100,000. But it. You know, what's $100,000 to me? You know what I mean? I don't even know what the check is, to be honest. Put it in the car somewhere. I'm only taking a piss. It was 50, but... I can't say, man. What are you talking about?
It should have been a big check. Like a charity check.
Yeah, well... That's what I... like you just won the Masters. That's what I want.
Get like a jacket, no?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But it was, as they said, it was like a symbol. It's not his fucking checkbook. Like, you have to invoice the promo company who did the gigs. Like, but the check was just a symbol. So I'm able to keep the check, and then I just invoice them for the million.
Oh, right.
The check's not coming out of Kevin Hart's fucking bank. Like,
bank.
I know, that's what I said. But it comes out of... you know, it'll come out of...
Heartbeat Productions.
Yeah. I was like, is that Kevin Hart's handwriting? Because obviously, well, he didn't even write the fucking thing. Probably not. But yeah, it was just like a symbol. The money comes out of like the promotion company.
Nice.
So yeah, very cool, very swag. What's the best rumor you've heard about yourself from a third party? Probably nothing. Nothing really exciting. What was the one someone told me recently, and they were like, "Oh, you, I know this girl said you like went out on a date with her one time," and no, it was nothing crazy, but I was just like, "That's absolute bollocks." Because it was so specific. It was like, you went out on a date with someone in fucking Ballymena and something. And I was like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't at all. What the fuck would I be doing in Ballymena? You mental? And then just, you know, you get people pulling up in cars at like filling stations. Like, here, are you from Port Glenown? And I'm like, no. Nope. And then they're just like, fuck, I thought you were back in the car. I think one of the early ones was, people were like, oh, I heard you got your shit kicked in by bouncers at the Elk. And I was like, never been in there. So no. What, if anything, have you learned or taken away from supporting and watching Kevin Hart over the last few months? Great vlog. Looking forward to part two. Anne-Marie, shout out. What have I learned? I've learned that comedy is the same process across the board. It just sort of happens at different levels. So it's all about, what do they say in the bottle? Dedication to the craft. It's dedication to the craft. There's no obvious milestones. You know, you just have to like stick at it and then go like, am I better than I was 3 years ago? Yes. And that's it. That's my lessons. What else have I taken away? The fact that like he did so many shows before he did like arena shows.
Yeah.
Which shows like even at that level, he's like, I gotta get the fucking reps in. And if you were working alongside him or whatever, you'd be like, oh, he's just plowing through the same thing over and over and over again. But it's just getting it like autonomous, is that the word? And then you just go up in an arena and just fucking shit it out. So yeah, the main thing to take away is there's no magic tricks in this game. It's all just fucking hard work and reps, you know. Probably should have thought of something funnier there, but no, that's about it. Not a question. Would just like to say I enjoyed the Kevin Hart gig from start to finish. Face was sore from laughing. It's fantastic to see you guys get registration. Recognition, I imagine. You deserve a massive well done. I don't know what recognition. I mean, I've done arenas before. Is that not recognition? Mate, see now that you've finally done well for yourself and done arenas. And all. It's good to be doing 10 minutes for an A-lister. No, I'm playing it. It was great. It was fucking great. So yeah. Big man R. Kelly sent down for 30 years. Is that true? My yes. Mind's telling me not 30 years.
I got a notification yesterday.
From him?
Yeah. It's nah, like, man. I'm away.
That's me away now. I'll have no, my phone will be off. How long? 30 years. Don't worry about it. 30 years? Gee whiz. Fucking Maxwell didn't even get 30. Big Gislaine. She got 20. 20, bro.
She's a white woman.
Oh, my.
Look at that.
God, you fucking piece of shit. I was trying not to go there, and you just went there.
That's America.
That's America.
This is America.
I mean, they probably just get, maybe... It was just a bit of a token with Gislaine, was it?
Probably.
Give her 20, someone will fucking put a bullet in her head in a week. Maybe. It's all very under wraps, isn't it? I would love to see this. I want to, like Johnny Depp and fucking Shit the Bed there were like, you know, they were all over that because it was like a public thing. Fuck, I don't give a fuck about them. Get me in the courtroom with fucking Gislaine. Where they're all like, is Jeffrey Epstein's penis the color and size of an egg?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Objection! But, yeah. She could have made that argument like, oh, I just simply, I just got the towels for the massage room. Nah, she's just from a long line of criminals. That's the, I mean, it's an interesting moral question, isn't it? Do you just seek power and money and live a short, absolute burnout life of doing whatever the fuck you want? You know, seedy, just evil life, but you're just fucking ruthless and do whatever you want. But then at some point it will just end horribly. Or do you just fucking play by the rules? And just keep, just, you know, just chill. Probably the second one. Bit less stressful.
Yeah.
I wonder were they ever, like, sitting in a room with, like, two fucking 15-year-olds banging them in the ass going, like, we'll pay for this someday. This will bite us in the arse at some point, like. But I don't know. There probably is a certain feeling of, like, you're untouchable when you have billions of dollars. I don't know. It's so strange. Like, what's the oldest item you own? Probably my fucking left kneecap. Feels like it's about 90. What's the oldest thing I own? My house. It's a lot older than me. Fucking hell. I don't know. Nothing much older than me, to be honest. Do you own any relics?
Nah, not into that.
No?
Nah. Not in the... It just looks... I don't know.
What if someone was like, here's a fucking guitar from the 50s?
That'd be great. But can't afford that. I seen the, like, a 1960s version of my guitar.
Oh.
Like pretty much identical.
The Strat?
Yeah, and it was like 12 grand.
Oh, God.
And I was like, fucking dream.
12? So cool. Where was this?
In Denmark Street in London.
Oh, nice.
Like the guitar shop looked like an old living room.
From my recollection, right, Edinburgh has a lot of good music shops.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of good guitar shops and stuff.
Class.
Because we lived on this wee street during the fringe, and at the end of the street there was about 4 guitar shops. A lot of old shit and whatever. I don't know if I have any old shit.
My car.
Your car, yeah.
1940s Volkswagen Golf. Plenty of room to put your jerry cans full of fuel in the back for the apocalypse times.
That car will be like fucking,
I don't know,
when there's nothing left, just cockroaches and your Golf and that Hamilton watch I have that's like indestructible.
What's a jerry can? 20 litres?
There are different sizes, like, but yeah, the standard one.
So it's £40 to fill a jerry can.
Yeah, it is. Do you know how I know that? Because I went to the fucking filling station to get petrol to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Barred the fire laws mower.
Oh,
And I fucking filled it up on the ground. Blah, 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 put it in the car. Within the shop, got like a fucking bottle of water and a coffee and a whatever. And paid for it. And she was like, okay, it's like, you know, 50 something. And I, like, without thinking, I just, you know, because Kevin Hart gave me £1 million. I just went, dude. Whatever. And then I got in the car and I went, I've paid for someone else's fuel. Like, I was literally like, I looked at the thing, I was like, 50. I was like, I bet you I've given her like the wrong pump number.
Yeah.
And someone's got, you know, filled their car and I've just paid for it. But being me, I couldn't be arsed getting out of the car. So I was like, well, I'm too embarrassed to go back in. So I just drove off and then I thought about it for a second. And I was like, no, that sounds about right. Like, you're holding it in the air and you're like, that was 40 quid.
I know. Fuck me.
And I mean, I do a bit of material about it at the minute, but it's when you notice the speed, you know, you just go and it's off and you're like, was that £80 of diesel? Are you fucking mad? I'm going to start getting a hose and fucking just sucking it out of people's cars. That shit's going to start happening. You're like, you know, you're Brooklyn in the fucking 90s or something. People are siphoning gas. That'll be me. Choking on fucking diesel. Glugging it in.
It's mental.
Fucking insane. It's obscene. Like, I'm staying here. Fuck it. See, like, you know, where are you going on holidays? People queuing up in airports. Kiss my ass. You want to go on a fucking driving trip? The flight, like a flight to Dubai is probably the same price as like enough fuel to like drive to Scotland or something. I'm staying here. I'm getting a big fucking, I'm literally getting a fence over here. I might get a load of security cameras. I might start collecting weapons. and tins of beans, and then we're just ready. We're just ready for the zombies, you know?
Yeah.
I get my hair transplanted, I get my teeth in, and we'll just start vlogging from the compound.
Survival guide.
Here's Colin's survival guide. Bleeding quite heavily out of the back of the scalp at the minute. Just make sure we don't get infected. Right, what questions have we got here before we get out of here? Will you be doing a night in Pat's Bar in Enniskillen for McCarney? Do you know what? Because it's McCarney, I bloody might.
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whenever he did like a wee story.
Pat's Bar. Are there any guests in particular you'd like to get in the podcast that you haven't had on yet? Thanks for all the content, mate. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who I would like to talk to, but I feel like it would nearly have to be like a separate thing.
Did you see Lex Friedman on Twitter said that he's going around Europe and he's looking for people to talk to?
Yeah.
Sit with him for 6 hours.
That'll be good crack. And what do you think? How do you think artificial intelligence will affect how you do Lavery's Comedy Club?
Yes.
Fuck up, will you?
Will you fuck up, too?
Fucking change your clothes, you smelly wee. I'd be like, oh, what's crack about abortion? Well, I believe in different states. Here, Lex, we don't want facts around here. We want guesstimations from a headline is the most we want out of you. He'd do a bit of jiu-jitsu, though, I'm sure.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I see you have mats in your garage. Do you study the art of jiu-jitsu? Nah, mate, to be honest, mate, I just fucking roll about the floor and all. You don't apply the techniques? Nah, bro. Don't do techniques, I don't do facts.
Up the rah.
What exactly do you mean by up the rah? What other guy? Yeah, I feel like I would like a slightly more serious series where I can have like genuine chats with people without like bringing on a guest that no one knows and then people going like, this fucking podcast gone to shit. Do you know what I mean? You're like, because you're trying to broaden your horizons. Oh, I got this guy on, he wrote a book. Who? That's not fucking funny at all. And you're jumped out the window with a fucking van earlier. It was so fucking boring. Unbelievable. But yeah, I would love to start another wee series with a slightly, you know, full Stephen Bartlett mode. Get the camera on one of those wee sliders.
Right.
You know, and I'll be like, what exactly do you mean? You know. Final question, Matty Lender. Any plans for SummerSlam series of pods this year? Well, we're taking a bit of time off Lavery's Comedy Club here, so there might be a bit of time freed up.
Oh, why?
You know?
Six-parter.
Six-parter. It could be doable.
Definitely.
Maybe we don't put as much pressure to be like, let's record six and fucking put six out on a certain date. Maybe it's just like, you do one a week.
Yeah.
Bonus or something like that. Or maybe we do just bank a load in a day. I don't know. It's certainly something to look into. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put up a SummerSlam post and see
what guests,
what people would like to hear, basically. Who do you want to hear from? And they'll be like, get fucking May McFatridge.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I probably would. Probably would.
Imagine like the insight in that.
Oh, yeah. Just telling all the stories about, we'd go up and do a wee turn and come off and walk through the kitchen with her kneecapping someone. That's literally Paddy McDonald said to me, that's what he told him. Like people were getting fucking kneecapped in the back of working men's clubs. And he's on stage being like, we handbag it all. Outrageous. Anyway, if you're listening to this right now, there should be a live podcast recent and available on Patreon. Patreon.com/GenderBanterPodcast. I'm going to look into, because I've seen people do it, like they group the posts so that you can go like live podcasts, comedy specials, bonus podcasts, and they should be all grouped together. So you can work your way through that. We're adding to it on a weekly basis. And then also just cool things like we were able to sell, merch on there exclusively. We were able to sell whole fucking, you know, evenings in Lavery's out when Kevin Hart was here just on Patreon. So there'll be a lot more of those special occasions coming up where Patreon people get first go at it. We're 2,283 people now. Next stop, 2,500.
Yes.
Next stop 3000. Let's build it, guys.
Yes.
Gedflix, get on over there. And that's it, really. Ticketmaster for the SSE tickets. ColinGaddis.com for the tour tickets. And anything else?
Edinburgh.
I'll put a link to the Edinburgh tickets on the Patreon. That's it, guys. We're getting out of here. Thanks, now.
Yep.
See you next week, yous cunts, yous, yous.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.